It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Well, the NBA Finals are here. Other than Travis, how many of y'all out there rooting for the Lakers and Anthony Davis to get his first championship, or are you all in on the Miami Heat? Your New Orleans Saints, back at it. Practice underway, day one of the new work week for them. The Hoodats get ready to take on the Detroit Lions. Head coach Sean Payton has already had his Wednesday conference call. What he had to say, you hear that coming up this hour. I'll give you the guest list and much more as the MLB playoffs also continue. 8 games today, 4 last night. By the way, a postponement in the NFL. Probably not as unexpected as you think. We'll do all that and more after I officially welcome you to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Hey, it's Shot Gene, a digital underground head coach Sean Payton. Hey, you look the camel. More importantly, halftime of your work week. You NFL weeks tomorrow. Jets and Broncos. I don't know if that really counts, but look, if you find a reason to watch football, I guess. Hey, college football is too. Words of wisdom.
Happiness forever.
Ah, yes. More wisdom coming later in hour number 3. The Cajun Ninja, we like to chat with him on Wednesdays around 2:45-ish. Mr. Brody Miller at 2:05. How well does you handle that one game in the books already? Will the defense play better this week against Vandy? I would probably think so, huh? Dr. Holly McKenna, 1:45. We'll talk a little burnout syndrome. Will Guillory, 1:15. We'll get his take. He covers the Pelicans. We'll touch on one of the big headlines of the day and also get his preview of the NBA Finals. They start tonight, 8 o'clock, over on ABC. As, yes, it is the Lakers and Miami, the Heat, going at it for the NBA Finals. It is one of our questions of the day. At ESPN Radio, NOLA's the way to go. Be a part of that as well. It's super easy, right? All you have to do is go over there. There's a poll. You can click on the team that says Heat or the Lakers. And that way, you can register your vote as to who you think will win tonight. See what I just did there? Register your vote. Did any of y'all watch that last night? I did. Yeesh. Yeah, exactly. Jordan for 3 hours might have been better. Yeah, you see, it's interesting looking at 2 empty blue chairs today. Even though he's doing his work, he's got schoolwork today and, you know, and all that. Jordan, again, we'll miss you. Not really, but we are. I'm looking in your direction out the window towards the interstate over here in Metairie. Beautiful blue sunshine day. A little warmer tomorrow, and then another front comes in on Friday, which means the weekend's going to be beautiful. I don't see any rain. See the temps looking like they're getting lower. So get out there and grill. Get out there and play and enjoy the weather before it starts getting dark late, early and all of that. So anyway, we're going to have some fun. As we said, Will Guillory, 1:15. Dr. Holly McKenna at 1:45. Brody Miller, 2:05. Cajun Ninja, 2:45. In this hour, we'll speak with Jeff Duncan next segment. As the Saints, as I mentioned, they're off and running, right? So they're off and running, and they will take on the Detroit Lions, a team that's just like them record-wise. Again, I like to think the Saints are better, but, you know, you are what your record says you are. So this is, I said it with Mike Triplett this week, back on Monday. This is a, you better win this game. Not a must-win, not a, you don't win, uh-oh. Jordan's already drawn a panic button on the wall here, and he's taped it using a sticky note. I wouldn't say I would hit that yet, right? I mean, I'm definitely, you know, sounding the sirens if you don't win this Sunday. I mean, I don't know, I guess, are you already at battle stations? I mean, with a 1-2 start, you lose this one, I mean, you're on, I mean, you know, full-on battle stations where the lights go red, beads of sweat should be on everybody's face. Because you lose to the Chargers the following week, that's when I'm hitting the panic button. Then you're looking at 1-4 into the bye week with the kitty cats afterwards of Carolina. Bears, Buccaneers, Niners, Falcons. Again, the Broncos should be a win. Falcons, Eagles, Chiefs, Vikings, Panthers. We got a lot of football to be played. So I'm not ready to hit panic yet. Even if they lose at Detroit, I'm going full on DEFCON 1. But to me, panic would mean a little something different to me. Panic is changes. Panic is trying things to correct the ship. And I mean, you know, it's taking on massive amounts of panic to me is change or doing something drastic. Am I wrong on that? I know. I'd love to get your opinion on that today. It's something I was thinking about driving over here. Because we hear a lot of times either media members or fans say that I'm panicking or, you know, watch this a panic. What is your definition of panic? Define panic to me. I think you're 1-4 into the bye week. That's panic. I think you make a change at quarterback, make a change at a starter. But maybe that's, you know, like a big change, benching people. You do that maybe when you're panicking. Is that panic? I don't know. Give me your definition of that as well. Willie Fritz going to join us at 12:30. So Jeff Duncan, Willie Fritz this hour, Will Guillory, Holly McKenna, hour two and hour three, Brody Miller, Cajun Ninja. A couple of the headlines, Titans and Steelers. That game's been postponed after a fourth Tennessee player tested positive. Game likely to be played Monday or Tuesday. The league released a statement this morning saying they're still going to figure it out. They're waiting for additional testing for that to happen. And our second big headline of the day, Shams Charania, The Athletic, Doc Rivers, who a lot of Pels fans wouldn't mind here. We talked about that yesterday. He's interviewing with Philadelphia. He's meeting with the 76ers. So let's see what happens there. My guess would be if you're Philly, you get him in the building, you're probably going to make him a nice offer, and you don't want him to leave. To the phone lines we go, 800-998-1003. Twitter Dave, thank you for giving us a call here. Leadoff call of the day, what do you got?
Hey, Gus, I got a question for you, man.
Okay.
It's about our Cubs. What do you think of the rotation? He's starting the way he's instead of starting. Who do you think is our ace on our team? That's what I need to know from.
Unequivocally, it's Hendricks, who's going tonight.
Hendricks
or today? Yeah, it's not even. It's not even close.
You feel like he's had a better year than your boy from San Francisco?
Yes. I mean, Kyle Hendricks has proven in the playoffs. Kyle Hendricks has proven in a regular season he can control games. He's probably also a guy, too, more importantly, Twitter Dave, that can take you a little deeper into the game initially. Does that make sense? I mean, in a best of three, the last thing you need is to throw out a guy out there and, you know, he's getting raked in an inning or two and you have to go to the pen in game one. I just think, to me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, I was telling people today that I was talking to about the playoffs. I'm like, this is the game you need because I feel – he's one of those rare guys, and again, it's why he started the season, and he's why he's your ace, and why he pitched the way he did to start the season, where you can go and take the field and feel you have a probably 90% chance of winning. Like, I feel that strongly about Kyle Hendricks.
Okay, all right. I'm just wondering.
Now, the rest of the staff, Twitter Dave, I got no hope for sometimes. I don't know what I'm going
to do. I'm just like you, man. I'm a lifelong fan, brother. Uh-huh. I'm a lifelong fan just like you, but. I think you should keep Jordan on the score from. I know you got to work from 2 to 3,
mm-hmm.
So I think you should keep him on all updates on that, brother. Because this is the Cubs, brother. This is the postseason, man.
I know. I'm with you, man. Like I said, I'm hoping they do well here. And well, let's see what happens with this Marlins team. The 31-29 in their bubble. The Cubs were 34-26 in their bubble play. So let's see what happens here.
All right. Well, go Cubs, brother. I'll talk to you another time.
Thank you so much, Twitter Dave. Go Cubs as well. So what do you think? 800-998-1003. Head coach Sean Payton earlier today had this to say about the Lions.
Can you take it all?
As Sean Payton had this to say about the Lions' schedule and their win so far.
Yeah, I think to some degree. I mean, look, they're ahead in the Green Bay game, and then Green Bay obviously is a good team. They come back and get the win. They're ahead, way ahead in the Chicago game, and give up some big plays, and then they win a big game on the road. So, you know, look, we're focused entirely on their defense, offense, and the kicking game, but we're just as importantly focused on ourselves and correcting the stuff that we need cleaned up.
So again, 1-2, how good are they? He touches a little bit on their offense and defense and a couple of players to keep an eye on. And yes, he did still talk about penalties, which is an interesting answer. I'll play that shortly. Chip, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you this afternoon? Hello, Chip.
Hey. Hey, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Yep,
hey, how y'all doing? All right?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Look, let me tell you something. If we lose to Detroit, it's time to hit the panic button.
Okay, so you are like panicking LSU after that loss.
No, because we're playing a bad division. so we can still win the division.
Okay.
But if you lose to Detroit, it's sort of like LSU. You're saying, okay, well, LSU, they still might be okay, but they just lost to one of the weaker teams on their schedule. Mm-hmm. In theory, same thing with the Saints. You know, now LSU still has to play Alabama, Florida, Auburn. You know, they're looking at, you know, 6-4 maybe, you know, if they play like they did the other day. But the same way with the Saints. You can't lose to the easy teams on your schedule. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said the other day, I'm looking at this like 2017 where we started off. Remember, we were horrible. We lost that big game to Tampa Bay when Fitzmagic went all over us. Then we got blown out by Tom Brady and the Patriots. And we thought, oh, we're horrible. And then we turned it around, and that was, you know, we should have gone to the Super Bowl. We lost in the Minneapolis Miracle.
Right.
But so we got to hope for that kind of turnaround. But if we lose this week.
All right, so Chip, so
it just doesn't look good.
Okay, I got you. So what's your definition of panic?
Panic is just saying, look, I think this season, I just don't think we're going to do well. I mean, can we still win the division? Yeah, I mm-hmm. guess, even if we start 1-3. But like I said, because I think we played in a bad division. Mm-hmm. Atlanta just doesn't know how to win games.
Oh,
so although they could turn that around, they did it last year.
Right.
It was a little late, but they turned it around at the end of the year last year. Tampa Bay, who knows what they're going to do? Carolina's what they are, you know. Mm-hmm. So we could still win the division, but I just don't see us, you know, being that strong, you know, to take on, you know, in the playoffs. You know,
okay.
Maybe with one empty, maybe when Can't Guard Mike comes back, who knows? Maybe things will change. But, you know, our defense is what's got us straightened out, and that's what turned around in 2017. Our defense, you know, became great after mm-hmm. those 3 weeks.
So, all right, I got you, man. Look, I'm ready to sound the alarm if you lose this week.
And,
yeah.
The emergency disrupt system is
that's
now
it. That's what I'm going to play. I have it ready to go from the movie Aliens. It's my favorite one, right? I mean,
yeah,
exactly. I mean, that is the self-destruct sequence that is coming down. And that siren, it's all you need to know right then and there. I will play this at nauseam if the Saints lose to the Lions. Because then you worry, right? Now, obviously, we'll skip to the end here if you lose to the Chargers. You cannot go into the bye at 1-4 because then that is panic.
Right.
Then you're looking up a lot, and you're going to have to really buckle down. So,
well, you'd have to beat a lot of good teams just to make the playoffs. You'd have to beat a lot of teams just on the regular schedule to win the division.
Losing to the Lions and beating the Chargers. Right. Look, you lose that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're still going into the bye 2-3 and you're not happy. But 1-4 into the bye would be disastrous. Because, again, the goal is the Super Bowl. It's not making the playoffs. So that's why I think we have a different view. Thank you, Chip. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. What do y'all think? Are you ready to do this yet? Lions, maybe? Lions loss? I don't want to hear this siren. I really know. I do think, though, the lights have changed. Do you think so already? Do you think we've gone to, you know, battle stations where, you know, you've seen those sub movies or on a ship where the lights go red? Kind of let everybody know where it's time to buckle down a little serious. I think so, huh? I think we've at least switched the lighting in the building, haven't we? You imagine that? Saints players walk in, buddy. Why is it red in here? Why is it red in here? Hour one is underway. It's brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. When we come back, Mr. Jeff Duncan of The Athletic and Sean Payton's answer to the question he was asked this morning about penalties. And is it the referee's fault? You'll hear that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Greg's SUV clearance sale is going on now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Highlanders, RAV4s, and 4Runners are all marked down to the lowest prices. Plus, Greg LeBlanc needs your trade-in today to restock our used inventory. Great service, great deals. That's the Greg LeBlanc way. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. $2,000. Go to our website and find your perfect ride. That's Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joe Septic Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joe Septic Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joe Septic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the sports hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Not a favorite color in the city of New Orleans, yellow. Especially when it comes to a penalty flag. And Coach Sean Payton this morning on the old penalty calls.
I don't think we've noticed it specifically. I mean, we've certainly noticed calls that that are affecting our team adversely, and specifically, you know, our DPI numbers, our holding calls defensively on the perimeter have to get cleaned up. And then obviously you notice the calls that shouldn't have been made.
Jeff Duncan of The Athletic covers your New Orleans Saints. He's a columnist and joins us this afternoon. Jeff, good afternoon to you. Hope you're enjoying the weather, sir.
Gus, how can you not enjoy it? It's spectacular right now.
It is. This is one of the reasons people love living in New Orleans here. All right, so you heard Coach talk about the penalties there. I guess let's start there, and we'll get to some other areas of concern, because that is something that I guess you can clean up. You like the cleanup, and maybe a lot of it has to do with coaching technique, things of that nature, huh, Jeff?
Yeah, I think so. I think defensively, the pass interference calls have just been killer. 9 total in 3 games. By far the most in the league, and it's led to some, not only first down conversions every time, but also large gains, chunks of yardage that the Saints are just kind of giving away, hidden yardage. I think they lead the league now. This is not one you want to lead in, 330-something yards in penalties. They've got to get that cleaned up. It's really uncharacteristic of the Saints. At the end of almost every season, the Saints are down, I think, around one of the fewer teams especially pre-snap penalties. Mm-hmm. But these aggressiveness penalties, you're going to have to live with a little bit because that's the way they coach them, Gus. I mean, Dennis Allen comes from the Greg Williams school of defense, and they want their players to be aggressive, and you're going to have to live and die with a few of these DPI calls along the way. But they've got to dial them back right now. 9's too many.
Jeff, you bring that up, and I know it's one of the things that we all noticed and sort of loved about Aaron Glenn. And we go back to a couple training camps ago, and remember when the defensive backs would get a pass defense or an incompletion, it'd go spike the ball. I love that aggressiveness, and you can see that. So I understand that, and I get it, right? I mean, you like to have aggressive corners, and if you thought, like Dennis Allen said at the beginning of the season, in the beginning of training camp, that he thought he could have man-on-man coverage and press with two corners, you can do more and all that. I get all of that. I just, like, two instances for me in that Green Bay game that I lost my mind on was Jenkins arm barring the receiver while both are looking at Aaron Rodgers, just make a play on the ball. Or when he goes up to grab it, shove him out of bounds, his heels on the back of the end zone, that's legal. And if you're Marcus Williams, you get beat at the line because it almost looks like a pick, but he never even tries to play the football, never looks up, never goes to, he gets to receiver two hands, shoves him so hard that it knocks him off his feet. That's why the official threw it. I know the ball was uncatchable, but he saw the DB make a beeline for him and shove him. That's not Aaron Glenn technique. That's just not smart play.
Yeah, really good observations, and I couldn't agree more. You know, Greg Williams used to always have this phrase, he wanted players whose heartbeat slowed down when the ball was in the air, and that's hard to find. That's a skill or a talent. The guy I think of most in that regard is Tyrann Mathieu. You know, he always makes a play on the ball. He seems to, you know, get cooler under pressure. And the Saints, for whatever reason, some of their DBs have just kind of almost seemed like they panicked when the ball was in the air. And these bootlegs that, you know, everyone's documented how much trouble they've had defending those, I'm sure have been a point of emphasis this week for the Saints. Mm-hmm. Because opponents now are basically taking advantage of the Saints' aggressiveness. The reason they've ranked near the top of the league the last few years in run defense is because they sell out against the run. I mean, they have 8 in the box. DeMario Davis pins his ears back. He attacks the line of scrimmage. That's all great, but now teams are using that aggressiveness against them, getting them going one way and coming back the other way with misdirection, and it's wide open. And it's obviously a point of contention for Sean Payton. He pretty much said today that they couldn't defend it any worse if they were a high school team. So that's an area I'm sure they're going to see on the field until they get it corrected in these future games.
Speak with Jeff Duncan, columnist of The Athletic, covers your Saints, of course, and many other things. At @JeffDuncan_, the way to follow on Twitter. Cam Jordan spoke a little bit about it this week. I know Coach Payton addressed it as well this week back on Monday. It is still surprising, though, right? I mean, I can understand it. You don't have Davenport, Onyemata this past game, but you didn't have Davenport since the start of the season. If I'm a team playing the Saints, I'm going to, you know, Trey Hendrickson gets me, he gets me. I'm going to focus on Cam. So I do get that. It's still surprising, though, isn't it, Jeff? 0 sacks for him.
Yeah, and I know he's getting double-teamed, but he's been double-teamed a lot the last few years. He's managed to get through it. Now, I thought there was an interesting story at ESPN today by an old colleague of mine, Kevin Seifert, who covers the officiating part of the NFL very well. And early on, the first 3 weeks, holding calls in the NFL are way down, significantly down from past seasons. And I think that's probably an unwritten policy by the league to make the games go faster, to make them more high scoring and offensive. And maybe that's playing in. Maybe he's getting held more and it's not getting called because across the board the officials are kind of swallowing their whistles on some of these holds unless they're egregious. So I don't want to make a ton of excuses for him because Cam himself said he's got to play better. But this is your bell cow on the defensive line. And the Saints have 7 sacks, which is pretty good. But it seems like they go in spurts and then they have long dry spells with their pass pressure. And, you know, I expect it to get better, Gus. The last 2 weeks they played 2 quarterbacks who rank among the quickest triggers in the league. Derek Carr gets the ball out quick and so does Aaron Rodgers, so they're known as tough sacks.
Right.
So let's see if this continues on because the body of work is still pretty limited.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jeff, let's switch on over to the offensive side of things through 3 games. obviously it's getting a lot of attention, right? Drew Brees. It's also getting a lot of attention, the lack of downfield throws. So when you look at it all together, what have you made out of it? When you hear from Drew or Sean or Emmanuel Sanders or other receivers and coaches, through 3 weeks, what do you make out of what you see from the Saints offense right now?
Well, there's a definite game plan on how teams are defending the Saints. They're not giving up anything easy. They're forcing them to put together multiple play drives and move the ball in bites rather than chunks. And the few times that the Saints have had opportunities to go downfield, for whatever reason, various reasons, sometimes pressure gets to Brees, sometimes he doesn't see the open receiver. That's happened a few times. They're just out of sync on offense for the most part. Brees' numbers, when you look at them, don't look that bad, but it's obvious when you watch the game, the eyeball test, they're just not going downfield. It almost seems like Drew is not even getting through his progressions before he's immediately dumping it off to Kamara, who he obviously has a lot of confidence in. And I think missing Mike Thomas is also a key factor here, a guy that obviously is one of the best receivers in the league. My main concern when I watch the tape and watch replays is just how out of sync he is with everyone else besides Alvin Kamara. It just seems like he doesn't have the confidence to go to some of these other secondary and tertiary options. And they're going to have that, you know, to be a balanced offense going forward. So I'm interested to see how it evolves. I thought he looked a lot more like the Drew Brees we're used to seeing against the Packers, particularly in that two-minute drive right before halftime. But I need to see more of it. Frankly, it's a little surprising because we all thought Brees has been in this offense so long with this coaching staff together that they would come out of the gate quickly, and they look like they needed a preseason the way they played.
It's a good point. And, you know, Jeff, speak with Jeff Duncan, columnist of The Athletic. The thing that I guess, I wouldn't say frustrates me, but I guess I would just look at it, I guess I'm baffled to this extent. I understand coverages. And I was going back and forth the graph yesterday about this. He's like, I'm seeing it. They're playing, which is, I'm baffled because if I'm the opposing defense, why am I playing coverage deep? I haven't seen anything to make me feel that. And then I'm watching games like the Chiefs or other quarterbacks that air it out and fling it. I mean, they're facing coverages and still doing it. It's the NFL, Jeff, and Drew's talked about this. You have to take chances. I mean, we're not even getting a chance to get a deep pass interference flag because the ball's just not going in the air. And I think that's the thing that's surprising to me is we're so used to Drew being a gunslinger and just taking a chance, whether it's throwing it higher for a receiver or trusting that. But I guess maybe that's the word, right? I mean, Collinsworth kind of brought that up in the broadcast. He hasn't maybe earned the trust of those other guys where he feels I'm just going to give it a shot, and it's either my receiver or out of bounds. We just haven't seen those plays.
Well, a perfect example of when he did do it was in the opener against Tampa to Emmanuel Sanders. He kind of threw downfield into double coverage and got bailed out by a pass interference call against the Bucs. I mean, that ball easily could have been intercepted. Wasn't one of his better decisions, and it still paid off for the Saints. They got a touchdown out of that on the next play. So you're right. You have to be aggressive that way. And I think what's happened with Drew the last few years is he's dialed back some of that gambling, gunslinger mentality because this team has been so well-rounded. He knows they can punt it away. Their defense is good enough to stop. Their special teams are excellent. But what's happened here in the opening three games is they haven't gotten enough good play out of the other aspects of the team, in particular the defense. And it's exposing the offensive efficiency.
Jeff, always a pleasure, and you gave us time this afternoon, man, to go enjoy that weather and see if the Saints can get themselves a win this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Gus. Really appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
Yep, for sure. At Jeff Duncan _, way to follow him over on social media. You can check him out during the week as well over on Fox 8 Sports. He's part of that sports team. When we come back, we'll talk more football, college side, Tulane Green Wave off this week, but we'll talk about the big win in Hattiesburg and what honor assistant coach Will Hall received this week as well. With head coach Willie Fritz, he's already on hold. We'll speak with him next on ESPN New Orleans.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro sports trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed Delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. Every run, pass, and catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Download the DraftKings app and use code GREENY. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's code GREENY. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Hey Nola, it's Zion Williamson, and it's time to show how we won't bow down right here on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover back over the weekend in Hattiesburg. The Tulane Green Wave picked up a nice win, 66 points on offense there. It's pretty good. Made a change of quarterback. We'll talk about that here in a quick sec. Of course, Michael Pratt after the game.
Really just, you know, do our thing, you know. We run the same plays in practice. We prepare really well. Coach Hall does a great job getting us ready, getting us amped up, getting us excited. And, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, you know, we just went out there and executed, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
Follow Tulane Football on Twitter at GreenWaveFB, and every week we speak with head coach Willie Fritz. Coach, first off, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Gus?
Doing fantastic. You got to like that, huh? You got to like hearing a player saying, well, we prepare well enough at practice that if my name is called, I can go in there. That means you're running a good practice, Coach.
Well, we pride ourselves in having an organized, structured practice, and we put a lot of time, effort, and energy into making sure that practice is exactly the way we want to have it. We're going to get done with you here in a little bit. We're going to meet and talk about tomorrow's practice for about, you know, half hour, 45 minutes, just to make sure everybody with the equipment and the athletic trainers and the video people and, you know, that all the coaches are on the same page. So, And you never know when your number is going to get called. It's like, you know, Michael said, you're one play away from going in the game. And guy's 13, he's two plays away. So you need to be prepared.
All right, Coach, let's go back a little bit over the weekend. Honest thoughts. You're on the sideline there, 7-0, 14-0. They're driving with the ball now past the 50. Ooh, did you need a stop? And thankfully, you got the pick there, but that was a trying time right there at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it really was. You know, we didn't start off very good. Disappointing. There's a lot of different ways, though, that the game unfolds. And for us, you know, we had to settle down a little bit and get some things going offensively. Big pick by Kaveris Hall, a true freshman. And we put him in there and they got a certain formation with splits by their receivers, backfield sets, and, you know, he had a really good pre-snap clue that, you know, that particular little tunnel screen was going to happen on the outside, and you know, he jumped it, and luckily they threw the ball right to him, and his quarterback wanted to avoid a sack, and, you know, he ran it all the way back down to the 8, and it ended up setting up our first score and getting us back in the ballgame.
Now, Coach, obviously, listening to Pratt after a game, he was scheduled to come in three series in. When did you guys make that decision, and why was that? Just kind of just sort of get his feet wet, sort of?
Yeah, we wanted to give him an opportunity. And, you know, I've done that quite a bit in the past where you play to your backup, maybe the third series of the game or maybe the first series of the second quarter. It all depends where you want and two are at right then. And, you know, we need to get a spark. We need to give him a look to see if he could provide that spark. And he came in and did a nice job that first series he was in, and we decided to go with him, and he continued to keep playing better and better.
Obviously, any quarterback is helped by a run game. Your backfield's performance was incredible on Saturday. 7 rushing touchdowns, 3 by Cam Carroll. I'll get to him in a quick second, but Tajay Spears, again, was just killing it, man. 2nd touchdown, gets in the end zone, and then goes down with an injury. Coach, do you have an update on him?
Yeah, we think, you know, right now it's not 100% for sure, but I think we may have lost Tajay for the season, unfortunately. You know, he's a great player for us and disappointing, you know, but he'll come back. He's got a great attitude, incredible work ethic, and, you know, he'll be fine. And, you know, just you always feel tough for a kid, especially when it's you don't ever want him to get hurt, but especially non-contact, non-hit, planting, driving, those kind of different things.
Just a freak accident. I mean, a freak play when you look at it. And that was his 2nd touchdown of the game. But, Coach, again, you never want an injury. But if there's a position group that can, I guess, quote-unquote, handle it, it is your backfield. And all Carroll did is pick it up, score 3 himself, caught 1 as well. And you got, I mean, Hutterson, we hadn't got to Jones. So you do have depth there.
Yeah, we've got good depth running back position, which is lucky. It's a tough position, you know, to play because you take a pounding, you know, almost every time you carry it or you're blocking, mm-hmm. going out for a route, you might get hit doing that as well. So we've got good depth there. YG Booker is another guy that can play for us. He came in towards the end of the game and got great speed and size as well. So, but, you know, the real key was our offensive line. Our offensive line really dominated up front. Joey Claybrook, our left tackle, Corey Dublin, our homegrown product from Jesuit, Sincere Haynesworth, Josh Renetich from over to Holy Cross, true freshman, Darth Forrest, and then our right tackle from Mississippi, Trey Tuttle. Those guys were opening up some incredible holes. And wide receivers doing a great job blocking downfield. So when you have rush for over 400 yards, which is hard to do, there's mm-hmm. I'd venture to say that we led the nation in rushing, you know, high school, college, pro, this last season in a single game. And it's hard to do, but you got to have it up front. And we certainly did on Saturday.
Speak with head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave. We like to talk with him once a week here. Bye week this weekend. We'll talk about their next opponent here shortly. Coach, offensive coordinator Will Hall. Obviously, when you put up 556 yards of offense, somebody's paying attention, 66 points. But you mentioned really just now all the different things you had to do right on offense to do that. I thought Cam Carroll, again, after the game, I loved when he said, look, we believed in Pratt because Will Hall's on his butt the entire practice all week. So for your offense to execute like that and have so many people that have belief, Coach Hall must be doing a pretty nice job getting everybody ready to go, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, he's doing an excellent job. He does a good job of very organized, attention to detail. He's got a great staff. I think he'd be the first one to tell you that. The guys offensively, Cody Kennedy of the offensive line, Jeff Conway with wide receivers, Jamal Fobbs with the running backs, Slade Nagel with the tight ends. They really work together well. You know, so I think Will's got a great package that he has for us. Offensively, and you know, we've been wanting to try to throw the ball a little bit more. We have not had a lot of success throwing the football over the last few years. That's something that we've talked about a bunch, worked on a bunch, and I think you saw some of that on Saturday. And you know, when you're able to throw the ball effectively, you mm-hmm. know, it opens up the run game and vice versa. And that's what we'd like to be able to do every week offensively.
Coach Hall recognized by Athlon Sports as the offensive coordinator of the week. Coach, as we move forward now, you're off this Saturday, but then you'll play again on Thursday. ESPN National Television against Houston. We'll wrap up with that series and how it's gone so far, especially on national TV. But does having this time off a little bit, I heard you after the game and you said, look, you're going to rest up a bit, give the guys off. You've been going at it for a while. But also at the same time, take advantage of that opportunity, say whether it is Pratt or other guys that can step in to get a little bit extra work, because from here on out, it's conference games.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and we're behind the eight ball a couple of weeks ago, so we got to you know, really be on point with all these games from here on out. You know, we've been going since June 15th, and I'm giving the guys one weekend off. That's July 4th weekend. So it's just been a grind, you know, mentally and physically. And, you know, we took yesterday and today off from football. They still got classes, but, you know, we gave them a couple days off. We're going to start back after it tomorrow. And, you know, we got a great opponent in Houston. You know, they've had some really bad luck with their schedule. They have not played a game yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be their opening game on ESPN Thursday night, October the 8th. So we kind of know what they're going to do. They got all their coaches back on, you know, offense and defense, and a new special teams coordinator. So there might be some new wrinkles in there. And, you know, but luckily for us, it's long enough where, you know, we can throw a few new wrinkles in there also.
Mm-hmm. How important is it, as we wrap up here with head coach Willie Fritz of the Tulane Green Wave, is it to – and I don't want, maybe it's a media thing, right, coach, that we look at and go, hey, last time you guys were on national TV, you had it, bad taste in your mouth the way that things ended. Last time you were at Houston, national TV, bad way to just not, obviously you want to win a game, but do you even talk about that as a staff with players, or is that kind of almost an understood of, look, here's another chance here, national TV against a team. The last time we were there, we all know how it ended. Let's focus. Let's go get this win.
Yeah, I think it's great for our university. You know, it's a 3.5-hour informational message for your university. And they'll have a whole bunch of different segments just about Tulane, and they'll show our football team. And, you know, so it's excellent for our university. It's excellent for our athletic department, our football program. So, yeah, it's a big deal for us. It's you know, these guys want to be on TV. It's always interesting. You know, we played on national TV last year against Houston. And, boy, I think I came off the field, and we were the only game on TV that evening. When we finished, I think the NFL game had been over for about an hour or so. And I think I had, you know, 200-plus text messages. You know, and the players are always amazed. Oh, God almighty, I say, hey, everybody wants to watch football, particularly in 2020, everybody wants to watch some football. And so it's a big deal for our program, big for recruiting, you know, but I'm really happy for the guys. It's, you know, they work extremely hard and they want to have this type of notoriety. And, you know, being on national TV certainly provides that.
Head coach Willie Fritz, always enjoy giving us a little time weekly. Talk about your football team. Enjoy, I guess, Saturday off and watch some football. And we will talk again next week as you get ready to take on the Cougars.
We'll be working, Gus.
I just I thought you'd enjoy it, you know, at least you can try. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right, buddy. Roll Wave. Thanks.
At Green Wave FB, the way to follow Tulane football over on Twitter. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance company. If you've ever been injured in an accident or you feel like you need some representation, go to kinginjuryfirm.com. Go to the website. When you pull it up, I you know me, I always tell you 909-K-I-N-G so you can remember it, but if you're kind of like, where's the K? No, like, it's 5464, 909-5464. If you can't remember that, kinginjuryfirm.com, they made it easy. The number's at the top of the website. And there's ways to follow them on social media. Guess what? The icon's also at the top of the website. On that website as well, you can also click on contact to see how you can do that just virtually. There's a blog section. It kind of goes over a bunch of different maybe cases in the past or examples that maybe you can fall in that area. Plus, there's a tab that tells you the areas of practice where you see it's personal injury, it's maritime offshore, it's mass tort. There's videos, funny little commercials of examples, things of that nature, more importantly, about the individuals that make up the King Firm. So at your leisure, can go to kinginjuryfirm.com or you can give them a buzz. It's obviously a free consultation call. They want to see if they can help you. If not, they'll actually refer you to something or someplace or someone that can help you. That easy. kinginjuryfirm.com. And of course, you know the number, 504-909-KING. When we come back, a little bit more from head coach Sean Payton on the Lions. It's hour one of the Sports Hangover still to come. Will Guillory, Dr. Holly McKenna, Brody Miller on LSU at 205, the Cajun Ninja 245. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill with the Sports Hangover. Excited to tell you about Men's Total Health. They're located at 3829 Vets, right behind the Fidelity Bank building, Suite 101B. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self. Testosterone therapy, annual physicals, and IV therapy. Look, go get tested. They have on-site labs. You can get test results while you're there. Low T can produce physical changes like reduced energy and increased body fat, reduced libido, ED, and give you emotional changes. Visit menstotalhealth.net today and see if they can help you.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. Oh, the neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Lonzo Ball, and you're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. Next two segments open if you'd like to chime into the conversation and give your take. A couple of questions of the day, real easy. Ready? You know what day it is, it's Wednesday, so Saints fans, I haven't asked this out loud just yet, though, but what is your top storylines heading into Sunday's matchup against the Lions? What are your top storylines heading into Sunday's matchup? And we've kind of touched on it as well a little bit already. What would constitute panic? Are you panicking right now? I played it earlier. I have it ready to go. I really do. Like, I'm not joking. The movie Alien, Aliens, is my favorite. You know, the ship will self-destruct. I have it queued up. I have it ready. Like, am I playing this Monday if the Saints go up to the Motor City and lose? Is that when you're panicking? Are we already at battle stations? You know, when you watch a maritime movie or just, you know, even in Star Trek, right? I mean, anytime that's battle stations, you hear the call come out, battle stations, and then the lights change colors to red. If we change the colors to red at the Saints facility, is it time to buckle down? Are you that nervous yet? I'm not ready to go there totally. I kind of feel at worst, fine, I'll flip the switch and go to red. Although I think by now you sort of know. Because again, in that game against Green Bay, I thought the defense played a really nice first half. They got you that stop on fourth down against a nice offense, a really good offense, a team that's putting up records type offense. Tough quarterback to sack, doesn't make many mistakes. Gave the ball to your offense in the fourth, knotted up at 27 for a chance for you to take the lead. I mean, you saw those photos. I mean, you were watching the game, right? There were several shots of Aaron Rodgers' head shaking left to right. Disappointed. Come on, make a stop, defense. Watching. Saints, I like the drives that they were doing. Ball control. Latavius Murray used double-digit times on the ground game. Kamara, air game, ground game. It's what I said going into that week, that I wanted the running backs to be used effectively in the air and in the ground. Sean Payton did that. Yes, I get it. Drew Brees did throw more yards than Aaron Rodgers, and 52 of that came from Alvin Kamara. I get it. I know. I understand all that. But I'm not ready, I think, to go to battle stations yet. Only because I know, or at least I would think that you got to go get this game, right? Or do you want to make double sure? If I'm Sean Payton, today when they all came in for their first practice of the week, to focus on the lines and put in the game plan, they walk in and like, why are the lights in the hallway red? Have we switched the lights? Are we at battle stations already? And I could understand that. And I'm kind of leaning, maybe I'm talking myself into it because your expectation was the Super Bowl, not a playoff spot. Super Bowl. Drew Brees has said it. Only reason I came back. Teron Armstead has said it. It's Super Bowl or bust. Several other players have said it verbally. We've all thought it'd been understood, but they have said it. It is Super Bowl or bust. Three teams are 3-0. So you're still within earshot of that. As I mentioned back on Monday, Packers, Bears, Seattle 3-0. You're going to play Chicago. You played the Packers and that stinks because, you know, you lost the tiebreak there. Seattle, their defense isn't that great. But Russell Wilson's playing at an MVP level. Four teams, 2-1, right? Got the Cards, the Rams, the Niners, the Bucks. And five teams are 1-2 in the NFC. New Orleans, Carolina, which you play. Detroit, which you play this week. Washington and Dallas. Remember, seven teams make the playoffs. That's why I'm not ready to panic just yet. Now, Jordan wanted to show his artistic skills and drew a box with a circle in the middle of it. That is his panic button. He wrote panic underneath it. With three exclamation marks. Are you pressing the panic button? And am I playing this Monday if they lose to the Lions? And then if it is panic, what exactly is the definition of panic? Are you making changes? Are you trying other thing, more Taysom Hill at quarterback to throw the ball, put him at linebacker, defensive. I don't know, like what do you do when you panic? Right? I mean, we hear that phrase all the time. You hear play by play people say, well, they're panicking now. What does that mean? Going for it on fourth at your 22-yard line? That would be a sign of panic, right? First quarter, 4th and 3 from the Saints 23. Sean Payton goes for it. That would be, oh, well, we're panicking now. Well, what are signs of panic? We can talk about that as the show moves on as well. Two big headlines of the day. Clippers, as we mentioned, they parted ways with Doc Rivers. I know yesterday we talked about